producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and we welcome you all, folks. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next, not 1 hour, but over the next 2 hours, you may. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what I want to do is, firstly, what we're going to do during the first hour is we're going to talk about the gun salesman of the decade. Can you guess who that is? Again, who is the gun salesman of the decade? I lay that to your candor. If you have the answer, you're just going to have to hold up until I actually give you the answer, but you're going to love this piece. William Lloyd Garrison, he was an abolitionist, said, "With reasonable men, I will reason. With human men, I will plead. But to tyrants, I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost." There's a little bit of a clue as to who I'm talking about, the gun salesman of the decade. And hour two, what we're going to talk about, friends, is what is the history of tyrants? I've been kind of leading up to this. I've been led to go this direction. So what I'm going to do is hour two is I'm going to talk about what is the history of tyrants. For those that don't know history, and of course the spirit of the world and the state-controlled narrative would not have you know what actually took place concerning the men that we thought just got off scot-free concerning their crimes against the innocent. Folks, it isn't good, let me tell you that. And I also want to tell you it's not good concerning the people that allow the tyrants to get to the position where they're at, and we're seeing this on a daily basis in America today. But for those that think that these tyrants will just get away with what they do, nope. Reaping and sowing, the spiritual law, the law unto itself, applies to all of us. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, and guess what they reap? We're going to be talking about that during hour two. Before we do that, friends, what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and just kind of give you an overview as to what's taking place not only nationally, but also on a global scale. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama administration, all talk when it comes to enforcing gun laws. Friends, as I shared with you over the last week, we have all the gun laws that we need. The problem is the people that need to enforce it. The reason government is there, one of the two purposes that they are there, is to enforce the laws, to restrain men from sin, violating God's moral law, like it or not. And one of them is thou shalt not kill. And guess what happens if you kill a life for a life? Now, I've also heard it said before where if it's an eye for an eye, well, it's going to leave the whole world blind. No, that's not true. And by the way, that is unscriptural. Listen, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. And when someone commits a crime in this country, guess what takes place? Judgment. And it happens really quick. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I often say if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, then simply get back to God's 10 commandments. It really is that simple. And by the way, Grandpa and Grandma know what I'm telling you is exactly spot on. sonsoflibertymedia.com, our Second Amendment right to carry saved our lives. A true story told told of a man and his wife and how him having the right to carry, and obviously our Second Amendment right to carry, save our lives. Knife-wielding man ran off by husband with gun. Of course. Of course, friends. I mean, when you see buildings where they say arms are not allowed in this building, guns are not allowed in this building, whatever the words they use and whatever it may be, what are they telling the criminal? Come on in. We're disarmed. That's exactly what they're telling them. It's absolutely based and premised on the word stupidity. They are dull and they are insensible in every sense of the word. Juanita Broderick reminds America that Bill Clinton raped her and Hillary tried to silence her. Folks, how long are you going to put up with crime? You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. You tolerate the wicked. You worship them. You subject yourselves to them. Friends, how many scandals did the Clintons need to be caught in before you actually deal with them? One lady, after a post that I posted concerning the expose on the crimes of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, because they are a crime family, friends, as is there a lot of dead bodies around the Clintons, about 147 to be exact that we know of, watch Clinton Chronicles if you haven't watched it. But interestingly enough, a lady said, why is it that every time Bill and Hillary get caught, how is it that they keep getting a pass? And I posted in response and in reply to her comment, I said, because the American people would have it so. If it's not true, then America, why are they still out there committing the crimes that they're committing today? Justice is the guardian of liberty, and if you want to preserve your liberty, as a matter of fact, read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, friends, and what does it say? It tells us right at the preamble that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, establish what? Justice. That's the first thing that is written, friends, justice. And that's why when you look at the Supreme Court and you look at the back side of the building in Washington, D.C., it has a picture of Moses with the two tablets, one in each hand, the Ten Commandments, and right under him is inscripted in stone, Justice, the guardian of liberty. When you know the law and you execute the law under judgment, you're going to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. But if you tolerate their crime, friends, guess what they're going to do? They're going to breed more of it. And that is exactly what we're seeing in this country today. And what we need to do is we need to deal with the issues at hand so we don't have to worry about them tomorrow. And I know, again, the state-controlled media loves to just magnify the crime. Well, America, what we need is we need the information that actually magnifies the law against the crime. And that is the proper structure of understanding what America is established and premised upon is justice. It's called the branch of David. And if you look at our founding documents, you'll find that what I'm telling you right now is exactly right on the money. As a matter of fact, friends, I would say cross-check everything that I'm telling you right now. Let me give you a true story. It's a guy by the name of Major Andre, and this was during the Revolution. For those that did not know this, I'm about to share this with you. There's a true story told of Major Andre, and he had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, just like the Clintons, just like the Bushes, just like Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was attended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act was punished, guess what it would do, friends? It would expose the army to surprise and destruction. I'm going to tell you the rest of this right after this break. We'll catch you on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, they interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E. Again, BradleyDean1, double E on my Twitter account. And you can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, I did want you to know that you're listening to the right radio station. This is the sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. And I want to tell you, if you haven't heard this before, yes, it's a terrible book to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, what we need to do is we need to get back to what this country's premised on. We have the longest standing constitution, which is 240 years later in modern history. Only God can do that. What other country in modern history has done that, friends? They haven't. That should tell you who's in charge in this country. And we know in the book of Isaiah that the government is upon the shoulders of his son, Jesus Christ. And we know who the governor of all nations is. He is the God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And folks, I can bring it down the line. The God of Moses, David, Samson, Gideon, so on and so forth. And the 12 disciples, and of course, all the small prophets and the major prophets, right? Cool. Seeing if you're tracking with me, that's all. Friends, I was laying to your candor. Why is it that the American people put up with what they put up with concerning crime in the administrations in America? And it tells us in the book of Proverbs, verse 28, it tells us that those that forsake the law, they praise the wicked. And it's also interesting to note that it tells us there that evil men understand not judgment. Well, what about righteous men? Because we need to put this into perspective. And I'll get to mercy in just a moment, because I know there's a lot of cheese balls out there. But what about the mercy? Folks, you live in a society today where there's more mercy shown on the behalf of the guilty criminals than the victims and the innocent victims for what they are. And I have to tell you this, friends, it sickens me to the core. It really, truly does. But that's the society you live in today. And I want to say this. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Let me say it again. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Oh, what about love, Bradley? Well, let me get that in there. The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. You know, so what's missing in this whole equation is love. In love, by the way, God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And Christ fulfilled the law through the new dispensation. Yeah, we understand that. But to those that don't understand, that say, well, Bradley, you know what? You don't need to be so harsh on crime. Yeah, we do. We need to teach men the fear of God, that they would depart from lawlessness, that they would depart from evil, not to encourage them to continue on in their evil ways. I mean, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Here, let me say that again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. And you also need to understand that repentance and mercy go hand in hand. Mercy is only shown to those that repent, not to those that are unrepentant, friends. Keep that in mind. That's why when in the natural, when a man breaks a law, he's thrown into the penitentiary after he stands in front of the judge. And he's released upon what? Repentance. Read Isaiah 57, Isaiah 62, verse 2, Psalm 51, verse 17. You can also read Psalm 34. Folks, just use a little common sense, because that's really what it comes down to. Let me give you a true story of President George Washington concerning a traitor within. There's a true story told of Major André. Again, he had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death for his crime, because what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. So therefore, he should, in accordance with the laws of nation, be put to death. But on the other hand, there was this man's youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that, guess what, friends, he might live and that he just might be pardoned somehow. But in the heart of George Washington, the father of our country, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both couldn't be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. So, you see, Washington, George Washington, so loved this country and his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Therefore, justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the useful and accomplished officer could have been spared. In putting this into perspective, Major André should have been taught better, and I'm sure he knew better, and I'm sure he knew exactly what he was doing when he did it. But again, I'm talking to America. I know that. And I'm not condemning those that love the truth. I'm not condemning. No, I'm encouraging you. I'm exhorting you to go on in what you know to be true as you follow the Christ, knowing that it's straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Knowing that all scripture is given unto us by the inspiration of God for what? Doctrine and reproof and correction and instructions and righteousness. But in America, here's their version of mercy. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. And while a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain didn't retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. So let me come all the way back full circle. Why, America, do you tolerate the crimes of those that you allow to represent you? Why is there a Hillary Clinton running for office when she has been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal? Why is Bill Clinton out there campaigning for his criminal wife? Why is Bill Clinton a free man? Why is Hillary Clinton a free woman? Why is Barack Hussein Obama not impeached and indicted? Why is George W. Bush not impeached and indicted? and how many around his administration and the current administration. And for those that didn't know, Barack Hussein Obama and his administration belongs to the Clintons, and they are Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes against you, the people. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you go ahead and take a look at some of the fruit that falls from the tree? Because we see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning the crimes of this administration. And I'm talking about none other than the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. You want to talk about a stonewalling criminal, protecting those that are committing crimes against you, rather than doing her job and enforcing the laws of the land to remain free? And I'm talking about us people. Folks, you need to wake up and understand as to what's going on in your country, because America is not in a good position right now. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Hillary, speaking of which, Hillary Seitung scrapes bottom in ethics by using child to promote her campaign. And for those that did not realize this as well, dictators always use kids to play the sympathies of the people. They'll put them behind them, they'll hold their hands, and they'll campaign with them. Just like Adolf Hitler, just like Mao Zedong, just like any other dictator of the past. We're going to get to that second hour. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Google proves widespread Muslim pedophilia. Folks, the crimes that these Muslims that are plundering countries, because they are standing armies plundering foreign countries right now. And I want to reiterate this. If you think what's happening in Europe right now will not happen to America, I want to set the record straight, just so you know. What's happening over in Europe is that country thought they could go ahead and advocate what God condemns. Well, they tried their luck, and they see that they fail. They understand now that he who spits towards heaven is going to fall on their own back, and they're falling on their own back, and they're giving way to the enemies through their leaders. Just ask the prime minister over in Germany, who slaps the flag and says that Germany belongs to Islam. Rapes are going up. Pedophilia crimes towards children is going up because they're allowing these Muslims to plunder their countries. And folks, if I can interject this, because this comes to my aid right now, you need to understand the method of the atheist. This administration, first and foremost, you need to understand totalitarianism. You need to understand the ideologies and the dangerous ideologies concerning how they play the game. The homosexuals, the atheists, and the communists, they love to play the victim, when in fact you'll find that they're perpetuating the crimes. They hold the shield, but they have the spear. But we're finding now, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Google proves widespread Muslim pedophilia. Go ahead and check the pictures out on the front of Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks. It is some seriously below the belt, sick garbage. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. And they need to read Exodus 22, because when they touch the fatherless, the Lord said he would deal with them, and he deal with them, he does.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, when I'm doing this radio show, it's not like I pack a bunch of information together and say, okay, this is exactly what I'm going to talk about. I want you to know how I get it. Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? What is it that you want me to hit on today, Lord? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yes, indeed. I want to make sure that I'm being led by the Spirit, because the Bible tells us the sons of God are led by the Spirit. And I don't want to be led by my head, because God speaks to the heart and not the head. And I want to make sure that you understand that when I'm on the radio, I'm ordained to be here, because this isn't a good idea for me. Let me tell you, I didn't apply for the job. I'm just responding to it because I love the Lord with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And because of that, the fruit of that is namely this. You're going to love your neighbor as yourself. And I love my people, and I love my people enough to tell them God's truth. And regardless if people like it or not, oh well, it's something you're going to have to deal with, not me. Because the condemnation, if that's what you feel, is, I'll tell you what, that's exactly what John 3:18 tells us, 19 and 20, that the condemnation belongs to those that what? Love darkness. They love their sin. Those that love truth, guess what they're going to do? They're going to press into the kingdom of God. They're going to press in, and they're going to win their country. Isn't it also interesting, friends, that when you pay attention to, you know, what's going on across the nation and those that the American people follow, isn't it interesting to you? They love to follow doom and gloomers. They love to follow those that offer hopelessness. They love to literally scare their listeners to death. They love to leave their listeners hopeless. And then they begin to offer sales on this and prepper materials, so on and so forth. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. That's not my message. It never will be my message. My message is that one of hope. And hope is what we do with the truth that's been given unto us. And my hope just happens to be in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. And I am. I ain't raising hell. I'm lower in heaven to deal with the hell. Amen? Because I believe we can do this, friends. And you know why people love those doom and gloom messages? Because they want to be told that there's nothing they can do about it. Because as the word tells us in the book of Jeremiah, under judgment, as Jeremiah is warning the people, my people would have it so. My people would have it so. They would rather hear a doom and a gloom message, because if they hear a message like the one that you're hearing right now, they have to respond to the truth, because truth demands a response. They don't want to respond. They want to live their own selfish lives and believe a false grace, Isaiah 30, and they want to believe that when they're all done living for the devil their whole life, that they're going to be going to heaven. I'm here to tell you that that is untrue. And I'm here to, on a six-day-a-week basis to offer hope. Because what our forefathers experienced, God answering prayer with less than 3%, 13 colonies and 56 signers. And because less than 3% of the population during the revolution were appealing to heaven, that was one of the flags, and the other flag was no king but King Jesus, they were appealing to heaven, God answered, and he gave us what we have today. Read Deuteronomy 28 when you get a moment. The first 15 scriptures, it's all promise. Cool? So in saying that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, been spending a little time over here. Muslim cop shooter says he did it in the name of Islam. But did you notice, friends, if you didn't, I'm about to tell you what you didn't notice. And hopefully if you did watch it, you did notice. Did you hear the Philadelphia mayor actually say, listen, this guy that was shooting the cop, you can actually watch the film too, friends, that did it in the name of Islam. The Philadelphia mayor stands up and said, this doesn't represent Islam. Well, are you Islamic? Have you been paying attention to the fruit of those that actually represent Islam? Why would he denounce or condemn anybody that would stand up and condemn this criminal for his crimes that he committed in the name of Islam? As a matter of fact, the shooter said that he did it in the name of Islam. Well, maybe he doesn't know as much as the Philadelphia mayor does then. But I'm telling you what, friends, we're seeing a pattern of those that we allow to represent us condemn anybody that speaks out against Islam, and they might want to read the Word of God, and they might want to do a little history before they start condoning that which is set to destroy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Alabama Judge Roy Moore, only one following Constitution. He's condemning sodomite licensing in Alabama. Of course, folks. All preambles in all 50 states, guess what they do? They acknowledge God. And when you look at the act of sodomy in any given state, homosexuality, friends, in any given state, it's a felony. Look at their state statute. Look at your state statute. Cross-check me, friends. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'll give you a couple more. Arizona sheriff to Obama at gun control town hall meeting. I don't want your endorsement. We actually had Paul Babiou on the radio a couple years ago. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I was sharing with you earlier. Oh, this is crazy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Germany's latest largest newspaper, just to show you that the state-run narrative is all bought and paid for. As a matter of fact, if you even... Yeah, that's another issue. But if you go ahead and take a look at this last article, friends, the police are covering up extent of Muslim migrant sex crimes in Germany. Why? Janet Merkel, the prime minister in Germany, she's the one that hit the flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. She said that they're going to bring more crime with them. And she's opening the floodgates up to the Muslims in Germany. Why would she do that? Because if you know what you're talking about, you'll find out that the president of the United States calls the shots in Germany and in France. Along with the military-industrial complex, friends. They're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend nations, to give it over to what? The United Nations. Keep in mind, they said, out of chaos can we create a new order. Who's creating the chaos? You better bet your bottom dollar they're behind it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'll give you just one more, and then we're going to jump over to the topic of the day. Again, friends, do check it out. There's a lot of good stuff out there right now. Some very disturbing, as a matter of fact. I highlighted the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is now up to 1,180 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, and hypocrisy. And folks, if you read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, you do a little homework on Andrew Johnson, the president right after Lincoln was assassinated. It's interesting, when he did something without the permission of Congress, which is the voice of the people, they drew up the articles of impeachment after one infraction. And by the way, they can be impeached for the smallest of misdemeanors, friends, not the act of treason that you've been witnessing. This is crazy stuff. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to get to this just so I can stay on course. Who is the gun salesman of the decade? The gun salesman of the decade. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this. Matter of fact, when I was writing it just this last week, it turned out beautifully. William Lloyd Garrison, again, this abolitionist, I started the show off of this, he said, "With reasonable men, I will reason. With human men, I will plead. But to tyrants, I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost." Did anybody take time to see Barack Hussein Obama in his little gun debate he had on CNN? Anybody pay attention to that? How he had Anderson Cooper there, mediating, protecting, and leading out in case Barack Hussein Obama couldn't answer it. And did you notice how long it took Barack Hussein Obama to answer each question? And it's pretty interesting, friends, how far these people are willing to go. But we're going to do our best to expose this administration for what it is, and any other administration or representative that wants to disarm the American people. So here we go. Barack Hussein Obama, as you know, has just issued another illegal executive order. Illegal, I said. Which stands in direct violation of the United States Constitution. And another attempt to disarm the American people in the face of obvious acts of tyranny. Now, just keep in mind, friends, disarming Americans in the face of domestic terrorism. I want you to think about that. Who's the terrorist? Disarming Americans in the face of domestic terrorism and telling Americans that this will help combat ISIS? Okay, dude. Well, wait. Okay, you want to disarm the American people in efforts to combat ISIS? Really? Okay, so folks, they want you to deal with the issue of domestic terrorism by disarming you, because that will help combat ISIS. Which, by the way, Donald Trump just came forward, and he actually said the Clintons and the Obama administration are for the creation of ISIS, as I told you over and over and over again. Because when you look at terrorism, who does it work for, friends? Why are governments standing there asking you to give up more rights? Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. See, what's happening, friends, is the manipulating tyrant attempts to conjure up tears to garner sympathy from the ignorant, only to assail constitutional laws. By the way, the same laws that protect the people from tyrants such as himself. But remember as well, friends, Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name. Barry cannot go a day without thinking about the first graders that were allegedly shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Now, why do I say allegedly? I have to interject this. Because I'm deed if I do and I'm deed if I don't. And listen, folks, it's a gridlock. There's a lot of people out there that have produced the fact that there is no actual documentation on any death certificates. And then there's those that believe the state-controlled narrative that no matter what they say, it must have happened. So what I'm doing is I'm saying allegedly, just to stay in the middle of that conversation and that situation so I don't get caught in the center, but I get caught in the center by using the word allegedly. So anyways, you get the point. So Barry cannot go a day without thinking about the first graders that were allegedly shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Yet no administration to date has advocated the murder of the innocent children in the womb more than this criminal in the White House. 242 times he voted in favor of murdering babies in the womb, which is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. Read Proverbs 6:17. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what it says. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It also tells us in Exodus 20, the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. So why is this administration advocating murder of children, yet he tries to play the sympathies of the American people by garnering sympathy by saying that he can't stop thinking about the first graders that were killed?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to be talking about what is the history of tyrants and during hour two. But right now what we're talking about is actually the gun salesman of the decade and the hypocrisy in which we see from this criminal administration. As I just said, remember America, Barry cannot go a day without thinking about the first graders that were allegedly shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Yet no administration to date has advocated the murder of the innocent children in the womb more than this criminal. And speaking of Clinton's administration, just to prove the point, interestingly enough, do you remember when Billy was talking about abortion and he said he went to the Lord and he said that my God's okay with it? Well, that's interesting because that stands in contrast to his word. Now, who's lying? Either Bill Clinton or the Lord? And I speak as a man. The Lord is not a man that he should lie. And again, if we're to judge a man by what he does rather than what he says, guess what? He is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And going back to Barack Hussein Obama and the advocation of the murder of the innocent children in the womb, folks, how does that line up that there's not a day without thinking about the first graders that were shot and killed at Sandy Hook? Yet he's the one advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb 242 times in his 142 days in Illinois' capital there as the senator. Wow, he's got a lot of time, man. He's got a lot of time to make sure that that vote gets in there. As a matter of fact, friends, for those that did not know, he voted twice as well to make sure that if the baby got out, there'd be a second doctor inside of the murder clinic, the abortion clinic, to make sure that the baby didn't have an opportunity to get out of the door alive. That second doctor was there, he voted, to make sure that he would get snuffed out, and that is mob talk because abortion is mob, for those that didn't know. Matter of fact, if you want to get down to the jots and tittles of it, folks, what you're seeing in America today, this isn't American government, this is mob. They're just not carrying Tommy guns anymore. They have someone else do that. So, in other words, America, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama once again and his hypocrisies once again, really what he's saying to the American people is do as I say and don't pay attention to what I do. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. Do as I say and don't pay attention to what I do. Now this administration is going so far as you let them go, America, to tell the country that the U.S. needs a sense of urgency when it comes to the new measure against gun ownership. Now, notice the word, a sense of urgency. Urgency is the word. Urgency. Did you know that President William Henry Harrison said that the plea of necessity is the eternal argument of all conspirators? Did you know that we're told by George Mason that said, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns? Folks, they work for you. You don't work for them. I just got to interject that. And if that's not good enough, he even sticks Barack Hussein Obama. And believe it or not, yes, he has stooges. When you thought he was the stooge, yes, he has stooges. He even sticks his dogs on law-abiding citizens. As a matter of fact, we've seen Attorney General Loretta Lynch come out and threaten the law-abiding gun owners to declare that we're watching you. Hey, Loretta, watch. America, I say, let them watch. Because it's time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our patriotic forefathers. I say, enough, America. In speaking of which, calling it out for what it is, tell the truth and shame the devil, let me remind you that on May 18th, 2015, that it was confirmed that Obama's administration ran guns from Benghazi to Syria before the U.S. consulate attack. That was confirmed. And what did you hear from old Hill of Beans, Hillary Clinton? So what? So what? It's not like I don't have blood on my hands from my husband's administration. But folks, this is factual information. May 18th, 2015, it was confirmed that Obama administration ran guns from Benghazi to Syria before the U.S. consulate attack. Oh, and of course, this all came on the heels of his administration being uncovered for arming Mexican drug lords who killed hundreds of Mexicans through Fast and Furious, including a Mexican beauty queen. And they were busted, wide open for that. Oh, yeah, but, you know, Brad, they can hear conservative out there right now. Yeah, but look at Trey Gowdy, man. He really grilled him. Oh, that's great. Good for Trey Gowdy. Hey, what's the fruit of Trey Gowdy? What is it? Outside of the fact that he talks big and bad, where's the indictments? Where are they at? I'm curious. Where's the articles of impeachment? Oh, Daryl Issa, man, he's another one. And I'm going to keep these guys out here because, America, you've been fooled into believing that they're there for you. Where's the indictments? Why are they there 7 years? How can they not be 7 years later? Why aren't they behind bars? Because you're under the delusion that they're there to represent and protect the people and the rights of the people. Trey Gowdy's a player, just like Daryl Issa is a player. And if it wasn't true, then where are the indictments? Barack Hussein Obama also went on to say that he could bypass Congress. That's you, America. Which is your voice. You receive your rights from God and you delegate authority and power over to those that you allow to represent you. Reading the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. He said that he could bypass you. He said that the majority of the American people support his gun control efforts. Really? Wow, that's the first I've ever heard of it. As a matter of fact, in December, CNN took a poll in which we were told, America, that 48% of Americans were for stricter gun control. Really? Did they take that poll in the White House? Folks, who do they think they're kidding? Because the voice of the American people is heard loud and clear through gun sales. Firstly, former CNN news anchor Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist, told us that she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration while working for CNN. She was told while working for CNN to construct stories in specific manners while working for the Communist Network, which is antithetical to the system of governments in America. CNN said Amber Lyon is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others, said Lyon. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Maybe that's why they had their little debate on CNN just this last week. You better bet your bottom dollar that's why it was. Now, secondly, here's the good news. On December 2nd, 2015, it was reported that Black Friday gun sales broke all previous records. And this information coming directly from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Fortune magazine reminds us that on December 21st, going back to 2012, shortly after the alleged Sandy Hook incident, when the government started upping its rhetoric on restricting gun rights, the Americans headed out to the stores and armed up in droves. So, folks, where are they getting that information from? It's contrived. Folks, don't believe polls. They just want to steer you in that direction. Gun sales have been skyrocketing since Barack Hussein Obama has been in office. Go down to a Cabela's. Go down to a Shields. Go to a sporting goods store. Go to a gun store and ask them how it's working out for Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, I'm not putting my trust in man. I'm not putting my trust in gun sales. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. I'm not putting my trust in the arm of the flesh. I'm just simply telling you that he's lying again. And folks, this is a Saul Alinsky tactic to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. He does not have the support. The CNN poll was completely fabricated from start to finish. And for those that didn't know, and I could get off on another tangent here, another bunny trail, Hillary Clinton's, for those that didn't know, her Twitter account is completely, 56% of it's completely contrived, created out of thin air. Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is 70% contrived. It's fake. It doesn't exist. He doesn't have the support. He does have the support from America's sworn enemies, though, without and within. And we can see that. In America, you've let it go for 7 years. 7 years, America, you've let it go. Instead of sending the message, we will not tolerate your crime, we'll go ahead and just listen to all those gloom and doomers. There's no sense anyways. You go ahead and listen to who you want to listen to, but I'm going to listen to the Lord and what the word of the Lord has to say, because that's exactly what we're premised on. Our presupposition that God is, and look at the history of what he has laid out. And what is history? His dash story. So who's the gun salesman of the year, friends? Barack Hussein Obama. I'm sorry, not just this year and the year before and the year before and the year before. He is the gun salesman of the decade. Barack Hussein Obama is the gun salesman of the last decade. He doesn't want you to see the dirt on his face. There it is. That is the voice of America, that Barack Hussein Obama is the gun salesman of the last decade. So what Americans are being told by this lying administration again fails the test of truth. In fact, the opposite is true. During the break, read Isaiah 5:20. He means to put light for darkness and darkness for light. Going to take a quick break. Hour two on the other side.
Winter has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.